Floor furnaces? Mm-hmm. What's a floor furnace?
Floor furnace, they cut a hole in and put a piece of tin under there for the burners, and it throws up the heat. Got a grid over the top of it, you walk on it. They usually put it right there in the middle of the floor instead of putting them in the walls here, see. I had a fire with my nose.
So it would come not through a vent, it would just come up through the floor?
Yeah, here it comes from the top. Comes mm-hmm. down here, they push it up. The air goes, warm air goes to the top.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they can cause a fire mighty easy too.
Mm-hmm.
Those floor furnaces.
I see. And how would you light them?
Automatic lighter.
I see.
How about a heater?
Mm-hmm.
Same principle.
Mm-hmm. So in that time, heat was circulated just by coming up to the floor.
Yes, sir.
And how is it circulated today?
Side walls and forced circulation, vents.
Okay. Okay, what do you call a house that has three or more rooms that are all arranged in a line? One here, 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 here. Four room in a house. What
you mean several of them?
Yeah. Well, no, just one house. So that when you look, it just has a row of rooms. That's all the house is. So when you open the front door, you can see all the way back.
Corridor.
Okay.
Shotgun.
A shotgun. Okay. Call that a shotgun house. Okay. What do you call a house that has two separate rooms, single rooms, that are connected by a roof that has an open area in the middle and the two separate rooms here?
Cottage.
No. Well, no. No. There's an open area in the middle, sort of a hallway, and there's a room on each side.
That's about the same as the other shotgun, I guess.
No, you can't see into the, like this would be the house.
You got a dead end, though.
Well, like this would be the house. This would be one room, and this would be one room. And there would be a corridor through here. The roof would cover it.
Apartment?
But it would be open. No, it's called dog trot. Do you know the term dog trot? No, never heard of it? Okay. Yeah, that's sometimes called a dog trot house. Okay, what do you call a house with a long entry hall that's set at a 90-degree angle to a large single room?
Corridor?
What about a flying L house? Do you know what a flying L house is, or hall and parlor house?
What's the matter?
Yes, ma'am? Do you know what a flying L house is?
No.
A hall and parlor house? It's a house with a long
hauled out between
hall, and then there's a big room over here.
Yeah. We lived in that. We was raised in that kind, but we didn't call it that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I see. You aren't familiar with that either. Okay, can you think of any other small houses of distinctive design other than a dog trot or a
cottage?
Or a shotgun?
Yeah, that's right.
Shotgun? That's a row house, a shotgun.
It's a what?
A row house, they look the same.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna run to the end of the tape unless we hurry too. Okay, okay, what kind of buildings would house more than one family? What would you call a building?
Apartment.
Apartment or what else?
Boarding house. Not a boarding house. Room and out.
Okay. What about a row house?
A what?
A row house.
I don't know what a row house is.
Okay. Okay. What about a tenement?
Tenement?
Tenement.
Tenement, that's a settlement of several families.
Okay.